How should I get the most from the Quran this Ramadan? He says, I was told to read the Quran all the time, but I find it difficult, and it gets, he says, it gets boring, or he gets tired of it. How do I keep my interest in reading the Quran through this Ramadan?
This is unfortunate. Yeah. Truly unfortunate, because Quran is the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as in the hadith, nobody offers anything greater to Allah more than what came out of Allah Himself. So the words of Allah Azza wa Jal are not fabricated, are not man-made. They are eternal. They are forever. And this is the miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Reading it, if you read it with your heart, if you are reading it as a student of knowledge, you will never be fed up off. You will never be bored with, because it's Allah's words, and every single time you read it, you learn something more. It adds extra to your faith and iman and belief, and it elevates you to the status of angels. Not on the Sufi aspects of it. I'm talking about of how you should be, because it teaches you. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the wife of the Prophet and the mother of all believers, was asked about the ethics and morals of the Prophet ﷺ, his behavior. So she asked this person asking her, do you read the Quran? He said, yes, I do read the Quran. He said, this was his ethics. The Quran was his moral. This was his behavior. So, to come back to the question, those who feel bored and are fed up of reading the Quran and feel tired and maybe yawn every now and then, this is from Satan, definitely. Because this is your salvation. Not to believe in someone that was hanged on a cross, not to believe in someone you pay money to give you certificates of forgiveness. No, your salvation is to believe in Allah. And to know Allah, you have to read the Quran. A lot of the Muslims don't know Allah. If you ask them, give them a piece of paper and tell them, write one paper on what you know about Allah. They'd write two lines and say, duh. But if you give them another piece of paper and ask them about the 10 top movies, they know every single thing. This shows you that the Muslims are not practicing. They're not sincere. They are fragile. You know, any time a catastrophe or something bad happens, they can easily break. And that is why you find a lot of Muslims broken. They don't turn to Allah. They turn to the bank. Is my income, source of income. Okay. They turn to Tom, Dick, and Harry for protection. They don't turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Coming back to the question, you must not feel fed up or bored of the Quran because you're reading it with your eyesight, not with your heart. You're trying to focus on the quantity, not on the quality. No. If you recite one verse of the Quran and you believe in it, it's far greater than reciting the whole Quran and not understanding one thing of it. And that is why the companions used to say that we used to recite 10 verses of the Quran. We do not pass those 10 verses until we know them by heart, until we understand them, and until we apply them in our lives. So if Sister Fatima's father recited the Quran with his heart and he came to the verse that says, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that he has made usury forbidden, riba forbidden, and he has made commerce permissible, and where he cursed those who deal with riba, if he reads this with his heart, he would resign yesterday, not today. But unfortunately, most Muslims read the Quran with their eyes. No. In Ramadan, try your best to recite it. Read a little bit loudly. Move your tongue. A lot of the brothers and sisters read, scan it with their vision, with their eyes, without moving the tongue. And they pass 4 or 5 pages without noticing. No. Try your best to recite it slowly. Try to understand. Always have a commentary of the Holy on the Holy Quran next to you. So whenever you pass something you don't understand, you open it. A lot of the Arabs, a lot of the brothers, Arabs and the non-Arabs, they all know, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. You go to any Arab, native Arab, tell him what's the meaning of غاسق إذا وقب. He said, duh. He doesn't know. And then when it comes to any matter of Islam or of major importance, he comes and says, well, I don't think that this is right, and this is wrong. SubhanAllah. You do not even possess the basic elements of this science, of this knowledge, not even in Arabic. And you would like to make fatwa and everything? This is ridiculous, and I hope I'm not one of those who indulge themselves in these things.